where community activists are holding the line, holding a picket outside this chemical facility. And we have, I think it's Zara on the line. Are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Zara. It's Chloe and Jacob here talking to you from the studios of 3CR on Green Left. And we know this is an ongoing campaign as part of a broader anti-weapons campaign. Can you just start off by telling us what Electromold is manufacturing and how they are complicit in the genocide in Palestine?
Yeah, of course. So, as many of the speeches today have touched on here at Electromold, this is really just one cog in the wheel, in the big war machine. The Electromold factory here in Thomastown is owned by Lovett Technologies Australia, and they're involved in the manufacture of the F-35, fighter jets as well as F-15s. So Electromold has helped make these fighter jets cleared for nuclear payloads, as well as each jet is able to drop a 10,000-kilogram weapons payload, bombs weighing 900 kilograms each, and that's because of their work. The only factory in Australia cleared for their specialized surface coatings, platings, and finishings. So, yeah, this factory here in Thomastown is one of many that's been part of an ongoing campaign to get weapons out of NAM and Australia out of the supply chain, fueling the war machine in Israel. Just adding one contribution to these massive weapons of destruction, killing people in Palestine.
Hey, I'm Zara. So, you've been out there since like 5:30 or 5 a.m. in the morning. Can you
Yeah,
tell
bright
us,
and early.
give us a bit about the what it's been like on the picket line, like, you know, what's been kind of happening? I went to an Electromold picket a number of months ago, and I kind of there was I remember experiencing some massive sort of police repression, including pepper spray. Has been any of that this time around?
Yeah, thankfully there's been no pepper spray used today. This was a very publicized picket, so police were well aware of us coming today before we arrived, and unfortunately we were able to get workers in quite quickly. They came with, I would say, 5 to 10 mounted policemen on horses and 50 to 100 other policemen in port and regular Vic poles. So a massive presence here for this group, just peacefully protesting. Yeah, thankfully they were able to get through without brutalizing us too badly, but there definitely has been some massive repression we've been seeing lately at these pickets.
Yeah, definitely, and we're really happy that nothing like that has happened this morning, Zara. We just also wanted to ask how others can get involved. Can anyone get involved in this campaign?
Yeah, of course. So, pickets like this are very community focused. We've come today with as much accessibility as we can bring to a heavily repressed event. So we've got food, technology set up, we've got a medics team. Anyone from the community is welcome to come down to pickets. There's carpooling group chats. Anyone's welcome. Obviously, this is one of the more intense actions for people to get involved in there. So understandably, some people are not able to do that. And there's always Sunday rallies, there's the BDS movement, that's Boycott, Divest and Sanction, which is very accessible to look at online to boycott financially, target companies. People can also, really the access to activism is very broad, very intersectional and open in a lot of ways. So you can show up and put your body on the line at a picket, donate to organizations like PARA and Mutual Aid. I myself am involved in mutual aid and some care networks in NAM, so providing food to other activists, things like that. Yeah, very, very multimodal. So everyone's welcome to come join in any way they feel able to contribute.
Yeah, and all the power and solidarity to you and everyone who's taking part in this a very important campaign. And thank you for joining us on the show this morning and for waking up so early and picketing Electromold. That is helping Israel to bomb Palestinians in Gaza as we speak.
Yeah.
Is there any, are there any other comments that you'd like to make before we wrap up the interview?
Yeah, I think it's important for listeners to consider as well on such a contentious issue that some people feel a bit less confident on compared to some other social issues like climate change and Black Lives Matter. Everyone has different involvements in political struggles, and I think it's important for everyone to come down, listen to speeches and get involved, even if you're unsure, to understand the movement more and understand the internationalist and intersectional nature of these kind of struggles. So getting weapons out of NAM, no matter what your stance is on the Israel-Palestine conflict, although it really is incredibly clear-cut, it's also, you know, stopping the militarization of our own country. It's significant in all of the international global supply chains of this military-industrial complex. It's related to refugee struggles, police brutality. So, yeah, get involved.
Yeah, thank you so much for mentioning all those other issues and, you know, the fact that there's millions being poured into supporting this genocide when there's so many other things, you know, that could be, that the money could be used on as well. So, yeah, thank you so much for those comments, Zara. And for people just tuning in, we were just speaking to Zara from the Electromold Stop Manufacturing Weapons Parts community picket this morning. Get down there, support them. Is it still going? What time is it going till?
We don't have a wrap-up time. We've got speeches going on right now. The community's still all set up. People are welcome to come on down. I think there'll be a large contingent also heading to the refugee encampment in Docklands later if people want to join there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and we'll be talking to listeners more about that later on in the show. But, yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We'll let you get back to your to the picket line. And thank you again, Zara.
All right, thank you. See ya.